Welcome to Almost 30. This is a mini-sode hosted by Krista Williams and Lindsay Simsek. The girls drop some knowledge about stuff you didn't know you wanted to know. It's short, informative, real, and unreserved.
Welcome to mini-sode. This one's an awesome fucking topic.
Yeah.
How to learn from
people you're dating.
Yep.
So, to catch you up,
I'm gay. Just kidding.
Last week's episode.
Well, that happened last week.
Krista is in a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. I am single. But we've both been in places in our lives where we have been dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's
a lot of suitors.
For a few months or yep. a week.
Or years.
Or a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Or years, yeah. So I think there's always something to learn, especially as we get older, instead of freaking out and mm-hmm. crying for days and not letting shit go. It's about learning
yep.
from the people who come into your life, because I don't think it's an accident.
And we're talking romantic relationships.
Yeah.
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 Talk to
yeah.
some one time.
For sure. Yeah, the one night standers, I mean.
Yeah.
I just learned to like.
Shave.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Number one. The things that bother you about that person. What is it telling you about you?
Take note.
And where you are in your life and maybe what's been challenging you. So, for example, I mean, for me, if it annoys me when, like, when I'm first dating someone.
I cannot wait for this.
It just annoys me when someone is, like, very...
Dependent. Yeah.
Sorry, we were just talking about this. Dependent in the sense that, like, they depend on me to make decisions. Mm-hmm. They depend on me to, like, steer the vehicle of this new thing. And, like, they're waiting for me to react, and they're waiting for me to give them the green light. And I'm very independent, so I'm in control of a lot of things in my life and making decisions for myself. So sometimes I just want someone to, like, be sure about it and just mm-hmm. go for it. And if it fucking, like, shit hits the fan and it doesn't work, then fine. Mm-hmm. But I just don't like this feeling of, like, it's on me.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, hey, babe,
mm-hmm.
I'm ready for you.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want to do tonight?
Yeah, it's like... Tell me what I should do.
Yeah, like, I decide, like, every other thing in my life, I'd rather have, like, someone tell me,
but
like,
but what does that say about me, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah. especially early on in the relationship, it's like, Linz, you know, you don't know this person. Mm-hmm. You don't know the relationship they were in right before you mm-hmm. or in the past. Like, maybe they were a control freak, and now they're trying to, like, give up some of that control mm-hmm. and kind of let you take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You can have this expectation of someone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's.
That you don't, you can't have an expectation of someone you guys have never communicated anything, and it's like you don't know them enough to have an expectation for them,
mm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that says about you, too. It's like an interesting look on your life. It kind of makes you think about how in control you are of your life, of what's going on in your life, and how you do want someone that's kind of be sitting next to you, not like behind or in front of you, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's like so key.
Absolutely.
I think for me, about that piece, like, of what annoys you about them or what about them. I know for me, like, if something bothers me about someone I'm with, it's kind of something, like, I need to think about how I'm, if I was in their shoes. You know, you always need to think about if you're the other person's situation. Have you clearly communicated whatever it is that you want to them and they are blatantly ignoring it? Then that's a different story as if you've never communicated something to them in the first place. So you always need to give people the benefit of the doubt, be empathetic, and clearly communicate what it is that you want or what it is that you are looking for, and then let them act accordingly.
Yeah, the communication thing as we get older is literally the game Beyond. Changer. It's the game changer.
Beyond.
Just tell people what yep. you want, what you like, what you don't like. And if they're not used to that, yeah, it might, like, kind of shock them at first.
Mm-hmm.
But it is such a, like, free ticket to the next level, mm-hmm. whether it's second base or, like,
mm-hmm. up the shirt,
key to your heart. Yep. You know what I mean?
Literally.
It's like, it's the game changer. Okay. That was deep. Number two.
Number two.
Heartbreaks could be new beginnings.
Mm. We actually have this as a wooden piece over my bed. In cursive, it says, heartbreaks could be new beginnings.
So, but what you might not, it's not what it's, what you might think. So, a heartbreak within a relationship does not mean the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, new beginning for that relationship. So, whether it's, you know, you were cheated on or you cheated mm-hmm. on that person or...
Someone you know, lied.
Someone lied. Maybe yep. just they betrayed you in any way.
Yep.
I
started a lot of relationships where, like, there was something that happened that was shitty. And then it gave us an opportunity to be very vulnerable and very open with one another. And we, like, took it to the next level.
Mm.
Like, in high school, I was, like, dating this dude. He, like, made out with someone, told me about it. And it gave us an opportunity to, like... have, like, a come-to-Jesus meeting of being honest and open about what we were looking for. And, like, we built a new level of trust.
Mm.
And then, like, I've been cheated on. And, like, we worked through that. And, like, I was able to, like, trust again. So from that relationship, which I'm obviously not in anymore, I was able to learn that you can build trust with someone again. You can trust someone after you've,
mm-hmm.
you know, had your heart broken or whatever.
Absolutely. And just also... within that, like, relationship, if you, I always said, like, I would never cheat.
I would
never do this. I would never date someone who did that. I would never, 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 never. And it's about really letting go of those, like, expectations yep. or those standards that you set because, I mean, we're all obviously a work in progress. I mean, I said I would never cheat. I cheated.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think that, I mean, I wouldn't be the person I am today and doing the things I'm doing today if I didn't go through that, mm-hmm. like, literal shitstorm of emotion. I mean, to do something like that and betray someone and hurt them so much, yeah, I mean, he should be the one that everyone should feel bad for because it was a horrible situation. But I truly was, like, devastated. And to come back from that and be like, okay, why did I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Like... was it almost felt out of body, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, in the end, it was immaturity mm-hmm. on my end. It was not knowing how to cope with mm-hmm. long distance relationship. But knowing now, like, I can honestly say that I will abso-fucking-lutely talk to them if I have any urge to be unfaithful mm-hmm. or I'll just end it.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, for me, that experience helped me to actually never cheat again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, it could be, like, extremes, like cheating, or it could mm-hmm. be little things within a relationship, but you have to treat them as new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Give your relationship the best possible chance, mm-hmm. you know? Because everyone's learning. Everyone's mm-hmm. making mistakes. You can't.
See that problem as an opportunity for if you love that person, that's your person, or you mm-hmm. do want to make it work. See as an opportunity to be vulnerable and be forgiving and, like, blow their fucking mind and forgive them. Blow your fucking mind and forgive yourself. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Number four, being patient.
Be patient. I'll skip this one. I don't really know.
I'm having a tough time too. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, especially if you're just dating and
mm-hmm.
like... I think, well, both ends. If you're in a long-term relationship, it's like
mm-hmm.
you're learning how to be patient because you kind of know it's like,
this is it.
And
I think for me, it was like when I first started dating Justin, it was like, because we were long distance, it was like so slow. We really just got to know each other via text. And like, honestly, being patient was so hard. I was like, I know he's the one. I know he's my person. I know. It was like four texts in. I'm like, he's my soulmate. We used the same emojis. Yeah, I knew right away.
Well.
I just knew. And like, so I had to be patient for like 7 months until we, 5 months maybe, until we started dating. And, but Justin, he isn't me. Like where I'm like, I know. And I act upon. I'm again, 0 to 100. If I'm 100 with something, I'm 100 and I dedicate myself. Justin takes a while to open up to you. Like he was going to get to know me. Like I had to be patient with him and like help him believe and see what I saw in us. And he did, obviously. He says it, you know, and mm-hmm. I know that he does, but he wasn't going to move at my pace.
Yeah. Which it's the pace good. Thing. Yep. It's like everyone's at different paces
yep.
and I have to be more patient about yep. it.
Totally.
But also with my own pace, because I think it's changing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like, I love the idea of, like, falling more and more in love. I mean, it's a strong word, mm-hmm. but, like, just falling for someone mm-hmm. at a slower pace. Mm-hmm. And for me, I just want it now. Yep. I want to see them and be like, oh my God, they're my
person. Yeah. Life makes perfect sense. Yep.
And maybe that will happen, but mm-hmm. maybe not. And, like, that's the conflict. I'm mm-hmm. like, do I give someone who I like, mm-hmm. but I'm just not sure. I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. Like, something's annoying me about them, and I don't know if logistically this will work. Da, da, da. Or am I going to know, like, right away? I just, it's the center.
Mm-hmm. But I think the key is, like we said, to be patient. Be patient. People aren't you. You aren't them. Mm-hmm. And so the slower, sometimes the better if you want it to last.
Yeah. And literally, like, they could open up, like you said, 5 months in, mm-hmm. and it could be the best mm-hmm. thing that's ever happened yep. to you.
And it'll be worth it. Like, Justin always said, he's like, I didn't want to, like, rush it. I didn't want to, like, force it. I didn't want to, like, fuck it up. So it's like, I was, like, slow. I was, like, gonna get to know you. Like, I was like, get to know me. You know, I'm like, but this body I have.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
I get confused when someone doesn't want to sleep with me.
Same.
I'm like, hello, I'm in my underwear in front of you. You don't want to touch my boobs?
Yes. You like put their hands on you.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure? It's like, I want to get to know you as a person. I'm like,
They'll, like, bring me in their room to, like, show me their, like, picture frames and shit. I already have my pants off.
You're, like, already on the bed.
I'm like, hey.
You're, like, in doggy position.
What's this? Coconut oil? He's like, yeah, I use it for cooking. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, slow down. Be patient. Stop being a slut.
Yeah, don't be a slut.
All right, last but not least. Oh, I love this one. It's yours.
This one's mine. Because I feel like I am who I am because of all the dudes that I've dated. And I'm by no means a slut, I will be honest. But I feel like I've taken what every guy that I've dated said about me that was positive, and I kept it close to my heart, and I believed it, and I believe it still. And I just, like, ran with it. Like, it was like, if guys that I were dating, like, said I was funny, I believed it. I was like, I'm fucking funny. If guys that I dated said I was smart, I believed it. And I, like, believed I was smart. So it's like, when you're dating someone, it's like, they have so many compliments. You're like, you're beautiful, you're funny, you're cool, you're smart, you're blah, blah, blah. You're all these things. And, like, take that to heart. Like, someone's not saying that because they're bullshitting you, unless they just want to fuck you. But, like, if you really have something there, like, take every nugget mm-hmm. of, like, every positive thing that your relationships have brought you and believe it and, like, keep it. You know?
Yeah, it's such a good habit because most girls or most guys take the negative.
Yep.
Even if it's an end of a relationship mm-hmm. and you just remember, like, she said I was an asshole yep. or he said I was, you know, an emotional train mm-hmm. wreck. Like, you just take those and over and over in your mind, you're like, I'm an emotional train wreck. Yes, I'm an emotional yes. train wreck. Then you're going to be an emotional train wreck.
Yep.
So I love that idea. I love that.
It's true. Like, I just feel like I am who I am because of the guys I've dated, seeing something in me. Like, when you're with someone and they genuinely feel something about you and they're telling you that, like, hopefully everyone has felt that before. Like, cherish that. And that is you.
Mm. Oh, man.
It's a good one.
All right, I'm going to go on a date.
Me too.
Be more patient.
With you.
Keep my pants on.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
All right, guys, we hope you loved our mini-sode, How to Learn from People You're Dating. So keep us up to date. If you're dating someone and you tried some of our tips, or if you have tips, write into us. We would love to hear from
you. Also, subscribe, rate, and review. Really helps us out.
Super important. We would love that. Love that. Love that. So have a great week, and we will talk to you from the mini next week.
Yep. Bye.